Happy New Year. It can only get warmer from here, so we're set to go. My favorite sort of TV series to watch are the kind where there's a mystery that's at the heart of it. And as you go through the different episodes, you get little clues, little puzzle pieces, where you're able to start to put together the whole mystery. And so some of them, like when I was in college, some of you may remember from years ago, the television series Lost. Some of the episodes would be ones in which would just be flash forwards into the future, and you have clues that were from that, or ones that were flashes into the past. And as you go through this, you start putting it together. But you're seeking, and this is what keeps you going. When you get to the end of the episode, and now it starts to play the other episode, and you're like, okay. Because you're seeking the answer to it. And you're wanting to know, okay, what's the answer to this mystery that is being unveiled here? And the whole thing, either at the season's end or the end of the series, is when there's that light bulb moment in which all the pieces sort of come together. And it's called in a moment of epiphany, because you're watching it and all of a sudden, that makes sense now. All the different pieces come together and you're able to see how it all makes sense. And then, of course, if you're like me, you go back and dive more deep into the episodes or go onto Wikipedia and you find all the little things that you missed there as well. But it's supposed to lead to this moment of epiphany. It's a moment of light where the whole thing makes sense. St. Paul, in his reading today, speaks about this mystery that's finally been unveiled to us here. The mystery that's been unveiled and is made clear to us. And he's speaking about the mystery of Christmas and the Epiphany. That Christmas, God was born, he was born into this hidden obscurity. It's this little backwater town of Bethlehem. And God was born. And the only people who this was revealed to were these shepherds. And these shepherds are not some cute, cuddly figures like you might have in some nativity scenes. The shepherds are people who are pretty rough around the edges. They're the cowboys of the old Wild West, or the oil workers of the Bakken. They're the fishermen who curse like sailors. The shepherds wouldn't be allowed to give testimony in court because they weren't considered trustworthy. But there, this first group that God reveals that he had been born into humanity to, it was this revelation of faith. They were told by the angels, "Unto you a child is born." They believed, they went, they saw, they beheld, they worshiped. This group that we have today of the Magi, they are ones who had been seeking after God. They had actually been seeking after God. And they were a group from the east, from Persia. And they weren't kings, as they can sometimes be known as, or you sing "We Three Kings." The Magi, they were the scientists and philosophers of the age. Especially the Magi were the ones who they looked into the universe. The Magi, in terms of watching the stars and the things of the universe, believing that every little bit of it would lead to them discovering truth and discovering God. They believed that every little bit of the universe that they could discover and that they could unlock were clues that would lead them to God. And so they would watch the stars, not in some superstitious or New Age way, but in this way that they believed it would lead them to God. And it was the power of reason that they were following, trusting that it would lead them, and it led them as far as Jerusalem. But it was a number of different things, providential things, things which would be considered kind of awful, that actually led them then to finding Christ. First was they were from Babylon, which is where the Israelites had been exiled. And there were still some Jews who remained there. And they would tell of these prophecies of the great king who was to come, this great king who was to be God. And when they got to Jerusalem, as far as the star had initially led them, they were encountered with King Herod, who was a horrendous king of the Jews. He was so paranoid, especially in the last years of his reign, that he had had one of his wives killed and two of his sons because he believed that they were trying to take power from him. He was a bloodthirsty king. And he himself, because he wanted to track down who this new king of the Jews was to have him killed, he was like, okay, I'll help you find him. So he gathers all the scholars of the law and stuff who were awaiting this new savior, but they weren't seeking after him as the wise men were. And it was from them that they were able then to go and to find the Christ child hidden in Bethlehem. That God, who they had been seeking after, was finally revealed to them. And it was a light that shone, and they were able to discover him. This is the great epiphany. And it came from their seeking after him, seeking after God. You know a way to ruin a television series? If you have a friend and you want to try and hook them onto it, if you want to ruin the epiphany moment for them, just show them a bunch of random episodes. Or maybe just show them the last episode, right, where you had the big epiphany moment. And you're like, hey, this is an amazing show. I want to show you it. And then you show them, like, some of your favorite episodes, and especially the last one, where it all came together. They're going to watch it, and they're going to be like, well, that's kind of cool, I guess. But they're not going to have the epiphany moment that you had, because they hadn't been seeking that answer all throughout, wanting to know, okay, what's the answer to this? And this is one of the things in which everything in the Old Testament, everything in creation, everything in your life is leading to an answer. And that answer, the epiphany to it, is that little child, God born as a human being among us. And so to just pop in and hear, let me just tell you about the epiphany and why this is such a big moment. But there's nothing of the rest of that that's there, this actually seeking for an answer in your own life, seeking God and to try and understand what he's doing in the world and in your life. The answer that's given, you're not really going to care about it. You're like, okay, that's a little child, Christ child, epiphany. But if you're seeking for an answer to it, that's different. Because then when you discover him, it really is a true epiphany. It's a moment of excitement. 2022, in your life, there's a lot of different things that are going to happen in your life in this coming year. There's a lot of different things, and some of them are going to be moments of incredible joy, and some of them are going to be really hard. There are two ways a person can approach a coming year. One is which you can go through 2022, in which your life, all these different things that you're going to experience and go through, can be just a bunch of random episodes. Like, yeah, this thing happened in my life in February, and then this other thing in the summer, and that was really awesome, but then this thing happened in the fall, and that sucked. And then you look back at the end of the year, and you could be like, thank God this year is over. Boy, it was awful. Or you can look back with fondness, saying, man, I just hope this next year is as good as this one. But your life in the year is just a bunch of random episodes. But there's another way that you can enter into this upcoming year as well. If you enter into this year in which all the different things that are happening in your life are ones in which you're doing the same thing that the wise men are doing, the same thing that the magi are doing, and you're seeking God in the midst of it, and you're asking the question to him, God, where are you in the midst of this? Then your life and the drama of your life, all these different episodes, aren't just random. But instead they come together then in terms of one greater narrative and story. And the great epiphany within it is when you're able then to begin to see all these different things in your life are not just these random episodes, but they're part of this greater story. That every little thing in your life, every little thing that's going to happen in your life in this coming year is connected to this greater story of salvation. and that there becomes this deeper meaning within it all. And that if a person lives their life in that way, you come to the end of the year, and no matter what's happened within it, the good, the bad, all of it, you're eager for what is coming next because you want to know, God, what are you going to do next? God, how are you going to reveal yourself to me in this next coming year? Because the Feast of the Epiphany is all about this simple thing, that for those who seek God with a sincere heart and a humble heart, God will reveal himself to them. But for those who do not seek God, he will remain hidden from them. Herod wasn't seeking God with a sincere heart, and he remained hidden from him throughout all of Herod's life. Herod died. He never found this new king of the Jews. He died in despair. But for these magi who were seeking him, God revealed himself to him. 2022, with just sincere, humble hearts, seek God in the midst of all these different episodes in your life. He'll show you how it all is tied together. And he'll show you how your life as well, every little bit of it, is tied to the greater story of his revelation of salvation. God born among us.